When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, June 17th. Hope everyone had a fun weekend. We had a busy one here at the DeLugo household, but fired up to talk about this Trevor Lawrence deal a little bit more. What it means for the Jaguars. What it means for Trevor Lawrence. Now, in the future, monetarily for the Jaguars and Trevor. We're going to talk about it all here today, kind of dive deep into what this means for the organization, for Trevor Lawrence. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Could not be doing this without y'all. So again, from the bottom of my heart, really appreciate it. So first and foremost, like, it feels like we're breaking a cycle here in Jacksonville. And I'm not the first person to say this. I'm aware of that. But it's true. The Jaguars have never drafted and retained a franchise quarterback long term. Right? Like, they did draft Blake Bortles, sign him to a new deal that wasn't quite a major deal for a quarterback, right? It was a deal that said, well, we like you. We might not love you. We like you right now. We think we have to re-sign you because we just went to the AFC Championship. But that obviously didn't last very long. And it was clear that Blake Bortles was not a franchise quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And love him. Love the boat. Everything he was about. How tough he was out there on the football field. He was not a Trevor Lawrence level player, right? And the list goes on. Of Jaguars quarterbacks that they've tried with, didn't work out. Obviously, Mark Brunell was a franchise quarterback for a shorter period of time, a guy who the Jaguars didn't draft. They were able to acquire him, get him for his prime years. He played some great football in Jacksonville. A guy really is underrated, even amongst Jaguars fans, I would say. Fantastic left-handed quarterback, Mark Brunell was, hell of a playmaker. But again, that wasn't someone who they drafted. And quite frankly, they probably ran him out of town a little bit too quickly. And then Byron Leftwich, another guy Jaguars took a big swing on in the draft early first round, didn't quite work out. David Garrard was a nice quarterback. Injuries kind of shortened his run. But the Jaguars have never had this type of situation. Number one overall pick comes in, awful first year due to coaching situation. But, you know, you get a real coach in the building. A very good coach in the building, and Doug Peterson, first couple years, leads the Jaguars to two straight winning seasons. Win healthy over the last year and a half. Trevor Lawrence has been awesome. Obviously, injuries kind of derailed 2023, and not just for Trevor Lawrence, but for the entire team. Unbelievable amount of injuries the Jaguars sustained at key positions, including at quarterback. But this feels like you're breaking a cycle. For so long, the Jaguars' culture within the locker room, the culture within the front office, the business side of things, just was not working. It was stalling out. Hit rock bottom for a while, quite frankly, when you talk about some of the things that were happening at the end of the Tom Coughlin EVP era. But you're seeing now stars are getting what they deserve. Josh Allen, Evan Ingram. He got his new deal last year. Trevor Lawrence. We've heard rumblings about maybe Tyson Campbell getting a new deal as well. In decades past, you've had guys that want to leave. You've had, hate to say it, but you've had substance abuse issues that derailed the careers of some of the Jaguars' most talented players. You had too many misses early in the draft. You had poor culture, workplace culture. Folks weren't fired up to be with the Jaguars. Now you have gone from the dungeon that was the inside of formerly Alltel, obviously now Everbank. Inside that building, it's dungeon-like. They call it the dungeon for a reason, right? Now you've got a fantastic facility, state-of-the-art everything. You've got a head coach who players respect. He's straight up with you, but he's a very good coach. He's a player's coach, but he's also demanding. That's the balance you need. Great offensive mind. One of the best offensive play callers in the league, and now you have Trevor Lawrence, your franchise quarterback. Again, you have these pillars that you're building around. Feels like a cycle really is breaking. And a new cycle is beginning for the Jaguars. And it's built around Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence and guys like Josh Allen as well. So this is an organization for me from the top down that feels like they are moving in a very good direction. The two main reasons, as I mentioned, Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. When you get the head coach and the quarterback pairing, a lot of other things start to fall into place. But you also have Shad Khan, who is facilitating all this. Like, you can say what you want about Shad Khan's inability to find the right football people during his tenure as the Jaguars owner, which is absolutely true for a long time. It was not going well. It was going about as bad as it possibly could. But one thing Shad Khan has never been, or you could never accuse him of, is being unwilling to spend on this football team. Like, I'm not talking about off the field and all that stuff, which he's done a lot there. But when it comes to the on-the-field product, spending on the roster, spending on the coaching staff, all that stuff, like, he's willing to rework deals constantly to massage the cap, to help his GM out, to help this football team out constantly. And he does deserve credit for that. You know, Trent Baalke, he deserves some credit as well for bringing in the right talent at certain spots throughout the draft during his tenure here. You know, hitting massive home run in the 2022 free agent cycle, retaining these guys now. Obviously, not every step has been a perfect one for Trent Baalke. We've seen some missteps here and there. But overall, again, he has this organization moving in the right direction. I really do believe that. And I still disagree with a lot of the processes that we've seen from Trent. But results don't lie. Right? The results are the results, and the bottom line is this organization is moving in the right direction, and Trent Baalke has helped steering the ship.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux-wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
So you've now got your best player on the offensive side of the ball in Trevor Lawrence, your best player on the defensive side of the ball in Josh Allen. They're both locked up for years to come, both entering their prime, good support around them on both sides from the top down, from the coaching staff part of it, down to the pieces around them on the defense and the offensive side of the ball. I think that, you know, Doug Peterson is your head coach and your offensive, you know, top mind on the offensive side of the ball, and then kind of Ryan Nielsen as your head coach on the defensive side of the ball. Could do a lot worse. You could do a lot worse than the talent they have to lead those two units. To me, the Jaguars now have one of the up-and-coming faces of the NFL locked down for a long time. So they're going to do well from a national interest standpoint. When you have the coach and you have the quarterback, you're going to get interest. And the Jaguars certainly do. And they've gotten more interest the last couple years thanks to Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence. Now, financially, I think the deal was really well done for both sides. It doesn't really kick in for another 2 years. He's still got the 2 years on his rookie deal with the fourth year and then the fifth year option. He's under contract with the Jaguars until 2030, through the 2030 season, which is awesome, right? That is a long time from now. Now, according to overthecap.com, the cap hits don't really get big until like 4 years from now. Like next 2 years, he's still under $17 million with the rookie contract. 2026, it's $24 million, which not big compared to some of these other numbers you've seen with cap hits with other quarterbacks. Still very reasonable. 2027, $35 million. By then, again, the rising cap is rising every single year. That's probably going to be a bargain. $35 million in 2027 for a starting quarterback, a franchise quarterback. 2028, it's $47 million. And then by that time, you're probably replacing this deal with a lot of restructures or like a brand new deal anyways. So that's kind of how it's going to work. Obviously, if for some reason the Jaguars did go into 2029 without changing anything with this contract, which it's not going to happen. Bottom line, it's not going to happen. It would be a $78.5 million cap hit, which that number starts to be a little eye-popping, right? 2030, $74.8 million. But again, that's not ever going to happen. By that time, the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence will have certainly come to agreement on a new deal. There is no eventuality in which the Jaguars are having Trevor Lawrence hit the 2029 cap for $78 million. That's just not how it's going to happen. With, like I said, Shad Khan's willingness to write checks, there will be restructures, there will be bonuses that continue to limit cap hits as needed. That's one of the great things about having an owner that's willing to spend. You can massage the cap more than some other teams can because their owners are not as willing to write checks every single offseason. Beautiful thing when you have an owner that will spare no expense when it comes to the football team. And it's a great deal for Lawrence, too. I mean, he's going to get paid a ton of money during this contract. So it's a win-win on that side of it. Because, look, NFL teams, owners, they don't need any more money. They want more money. They don't need any more money. The players have a much smaller piece of the pie. So it's good to see players get what they deserve. And Trevor Lawrence certainly getting what he deserves here. This is a franchise, as I mentioned, moving in the right direction. A team that feels like they're on the doorstep. A lot of young talent, a lot of veteran talent infused this offseason. Guys that have been in big moments, guys that are extremely talented at their individual positions coming in to fortify this roster, help continue to build the culture out, build the leadership out. I think this is one of a handful of teams in the AFC that could push to try to beat that team on top. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Can they do it? We'll see. I'm probably not going to pick anyone to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs until I see it happen, right? Smart money is always going to be on the Chiefs until things change. But I think the Jaguars are now one of those teams in the mix to try to be able to, you know, take them on in a divisional round or a championship round and see what they can give them, right? Jaguars, a couple years ago, they were on the doorstep then. I think they're still on the doorstep. I think they're still right there. They're banging on the door. This is a big win for the city, a big win for the team. Trevor Lawrence under contract for a very long time. Josh Allen's under contract for a while as well. For everyone that supports Duval, supports the Jaguars, very exciting times. Got a new stadium deal incoming as well, it looks like. So it's all good. Good times moving forward for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously, they're going to have to get it done on the field this year in a way they weren't able to down the stretch last year. Again, I think injuries had a massive part to play in that discussion at the end of last season. But I think the Jaguars are in a very good place moving forward from the top down with this organization. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member right here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.